The Voice from Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. I thought today would be a good day to share a few bits of wisdom from the Bible about days ahead. Many of us make New Year's resolutions, hoping to rid ourselves of bad habits or to in some way improve our lot in life. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 10. Do not say, "Why is it that the former times were better than these?" For it is not wisdom that you ask about this. Many of us fall into the trap of longing for the good old days. According to this verse, that is not a wise thing to do. Perhaps instead we should be looking forward to God's grace each day, as we see in Lamentations 3, 22 through 23. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. On the other hand, we should not use this as an excuse to keep sinning, as we see in Isaiah 56, verse 12. Come, they say, let us get wine and let us drink heavily of strong drink, and tomorrow will be like today, only more so. Lest we be complacent, we must remember, a day of judgment will eventually arrive. And what about those good deeds we've been putting off? Proverbs 3, 27 through 28 says, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. We might also want to reflect on our commission as remembered in 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be ready, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with great patience and instruction. How valid are our New Year's resolutions? Let's look at James 4, 13 through 15. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we shall go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or that. Let's pray that we will see ourselves growing in our relationship with God. This is undoubtedly His will. At the end of every Jewish Passover meal in the diaspora, the participants say together, next year in Jerusalem. Since I am recording this appropriately on December 31st, my prayer for you is that during this coming year, you will fulfill your dream of visiting us here in Israel. God willing, I'll see you soon. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.
This year in Jerusalem, may your kingdom come. This year in Jerusalem, may your will be done. This year, in Jerusalem.
May your spirit descend this year in Jerusalem. Restore your people again this year. May the peace of God reign. This year in Jerusalem, we will trust in your name.